TWA, mobile and home.
D-2-4-8-X here.
Patrick, what's happening, big guy?
Final leg to the house.
Yeah, I can hear you. You're a little bit scratchy.
For you, I don't know what it is. Right through here, I'm normally clean.
On my end, I'm on an HT with a mag mount on my trunk, and I'm down in a hole. It might get a little bit better in just a minute.
Better toward the end of that transmission.
My end, I'm down in a hole. So what's happening with you, bud? Have a good day?
Yeah, I had a pretty good day. Was productive. Get things worked out with the truck finally.
Get it back home?
Not yet. Still got to work all the paperwork and all that stuff out, but it's making progress now anyway.
The end of the tunnel.
I was hoping to do it this weekend and go get it, but it looks like it's going to be next weekend.
To Kansas?
Three.
First thing you better do when you get it back out here is make sure that you flush it. Get rid of some any salt. You know, they run salt out there.
Oh, yeah. We've already talked about that. He had the undercarriage taken care of every week, and it was parked inside all the time.
That doesn't keep from getting it out there in that rusty. I tell you. Man, I've seen some vehicles come back in here from up around Iowa and Michigan. Man, I was just wondering what was holding them together.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I've seen my share working on cars.
How old is this one?
It's a 2017.
That, you know, that's only going on 3.5 years, so, hey, you know, you get up under there and make sure everything's taken care of, you ought to be in good shape.
I talked to this guy that I'm buying it from before I even started looking for a truck, and he's like me, he over maintenances everything, so if that's possible.
Yeah, but even when you over maintenance stuff sometimes, but you know, after having worked on them, no matter what you do, sometimes, you know, if it's man-made, it's going to break. If it's junk, it'll break soon, and if it's good quality, it's just going to break way on down the road.
That's right. I always tell everybody, if you're going to drive, you're going to pay.
A bit different. You just got to pay to play.
It's a matter of how much and when.
Did you check into the net last night? I thought I heard you.
I did.
Well, you got in there pretty good.
It's great. Other days, it's like I can barely even hear the repeater.
Hey, you guys gonna have to eat some foods with a little less gas and stand a little more to the left in the corner and hold your right foot up while you transmit.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm not going to put a whole lot of effort into it where I'm at. I can do pretty good where I'm at with what I'm doing. And I'll worry about it when I get moved into the next place.
Well, there you go. And I'll tell you something else, too. When you get your HF antenna, it really won't matter that much because the signal goes straight up.
I have an HF antenna right now. I'm running a inverted V, or a dipole and an inverted V. So that's what I have right now. But I do all right on 10 meters, I guess. Contact I've made, and what I tried was up in Rochester, New York. Doing great. He said it was 5x9, so I consider that a win.
Hey, that's a win-win overall, bud. Can't do any better than that. Yep. I got on my FT8 last night, just playing a little bit, and I hit Moravia, the Azores, and I talked to Spain, and I talked to Belarus, and I talked to, where else was I talked to? Oh, I talked to a guy on the left coast. He was, I talked to him once before. He is about 4 miles from Disneyland.
Now, is FT8, is that digital?
Yes, sir.
A lot of guys talking about it, but I don't know exactly what it is.
It's a digital transmission mode, and you don't really, you know, you don't, there's no voice to it. It's just strictly digital, and, you know, it's a fast, quick way to do it.
Version of DMR, then.
DMR really doesn't use the internet. FT8 is a transmitted signal from your base, and DMR uses computers.
I thought you had to have the computer for FT8.
This whole the computer is used to translate the code that you're transmitting. And you control your radio out of the computer.
Hey, so are you talking or are you typing the message?
Come by the house and see this. There's a whole stack of presets that you transmit so that when you transmit out and somebody else on the other end of the world receives it, it has your call sign and other digital information in it. And then that way, when it's received in, the computer shakes hands with it and transmits back a similar code to verify and complete the contact. And then you log the contact through ARRL.
Looking forward to some of these meetings where we can get back to in-person stuff so that I can learn some of this stuff without having to watch a video.
Greer's all up in the field day, so they're not going to be doing much of anything besides their field day. And after field day, I've got a feeling they'll be able to get some stuff going in there. We'll be able to do some pretty good stuff.
Email from Bob where they're having an in-person or kind of informal meeting at Mythos there in Greer. I can't remember what day, but the South Carolina DX Club.
Joined that club and I didn't even get the email. When did you get it? Bob ND7J? Good enough. I'll check my email and see if I got that. Yeah, I've been talking to Bob. He's going to help me out with a tower I'm going to put up.
Y'all talking about it a little bit.
Interesting. Well, doing that way, I should have myself a second station down at my man cave. And my man cave is about 650 feet from the house. And it, you know, I spent a lot of time down in my man cave. And it's my man cave is 40 wide, 60 deep, and 16 foot clear to the first rafter.
That sounds like what I'm getting ready to build or planning on building when I move or get things going on the property I bought. Transylvania County.
Brevard. Try again. Dropped out of the repeater that time, bud. We got too much in between us. So I will catch you later on. If you can hear me, 73s, KN4, VWA. I'm clear.
Yeah, I can hear you. All I had to do is move back about 2 foot.
I hear you. Hold your mouth right and hold your right foot up, huh?
Well, yeah, that's what I was telling you right here at the house. It's like, I don't know what it is or something. If I get too close to the bank, I can't get it because I guess my angle is just not getting over the mountain behind me because my house is literally like 20 foot off the cliff.
Okay, well, where are you moving to? Overmore Forest Brevard?
The other side of Brevard. It's in between Brevard and Rosman, but closer to the Brevard side.
You ought to like it out there, man. Shoot. All right, well, listen, I'm destinating, and I'm going to go in the house, and I'm going to go in here and sit down for the rest of the evening for a change. So I will catch you a little bit later, bud. 73s, and we're going to get together sometime. K&4, BWA, I'm clear.
So whenever you're ready, let me know. K04 HX, and I'll be clear.
BHM monitoring. BHM monitoring. Thank you.